Begin the current daf, Masecht is good enough, man. Hey, begin the day, begin to smart, begin the Gemara. Amrullah, some say that Karimbo, that you could actually read from a Sefer Torah that was found by a non Jew. So, Pesach and Rashi explains why. It says, because I believe it's fake, it's a doubled out, so that it could be lenient. Because, first of all, the Shem Yisrael Kaz, but maybe a Jew wrote it that, and it just happens to be by the non Jew. And I feel like some of even if a non Jew wrote it, Shem Kaz will come to, maybe he wrote it to sell it to a Jew, but the Shem Yisrael Kaz, and not for the purpose of idolatry. So, and that would be okay. So therefore, that's a double down. And that says, Taisus, that actually ain't near it. That does not seem to be correct. Why? Because Rav Nachman said, like, Miganis. If a non-Jew wrote it, you cannot read from it. You have to bury it. And that was even if it was written for a Jew. Later on, the Gemara explains, because Mishav Kolshe ain't the Bikshir, ain't the Biksiva. If you're not in the halachic category of doing the mitzvah, of tying it on, you're not in the halachic category of writing. So the non-Jew can never write. You can't say that maybe he wrote it from the Shem Shemayim. And rather, time of the Amr Lakarim, but rather the reason of those who say that you could read from it, so it takes a different shot. It's Meshom de Ikkel Mitli Tvei Sheis Lokasav. It's just simply because we should make it that likely a Jew wrote it. It's not the norm for a non-Jew to write it. But some Gersos have the words of a min, Dach Lichtav, but a heretic, it is normal for him to write, and therefore that case will say that you'll burn it. But here, it's not necessarily because it's Sveik Sveika, it's just we presume that it's the Jew who wrote it. Next test, Matam Bin Zigmar, about this, and learn the Rizigane that you bury it. Oh, hi Tana, who it's this Tana. Which, Tessa said, have much of the name, we could have said, the Bishim Lilhu, the big Sibyl Shema that requires the writing to be done, the Shema Gedam himself, like we say shortly. And my Tana, I remember, we wanted to pick a Tana that explicitly says it. The Bishim Lilhu is not explicit, although it's inferred from the Allah of Ibud to Ksiva, the Shema, but, and therefore, since we don't know that to be the case, we'd bury it, but we'd rather pick an explicit Tana. Next says Matzah begins the Gemara called Yeshem Mikshir Yeshem Ksiba. Whoever has the is in the category of doing the mitzvah, of tying it on, is the mitzvah has the category of writing. So Mekanya Beren Tama, Mekanya Beren Tama says, oh, the Einisha get this lulav. You can't ask your wife on Erev Sukkot to go ahead and tie up your lulav to make the bundle of oisit tzitzis or make tzitzis because given the mitzvah since you're not commanded in it, not in the Kshira, not in the Ksiba, you're not in the mitzvah of making the mitzvah. Which says in there does not seem to be correct because the homed of this leading brachot chesed and the fact that the Gemara is invalidated in the Gemara in Menachas of Menbeis Menach. Tzitzis by Bikachav, why is it invalid if a non-Jew makes tzitzis? Because the Darish, because we expound Bnei Yisrael, but also by Bikachavim. So Machal de Isha Kasher, it sounds like that a woman would be kosher because they have a special gift as a cousin to exclude a non-Jew. And I mean, now we also say Sukkah is Gamvach Kasher, the Pekam of the Sukkah, the Chesed Menbeis, that we see that Nashim, the Nun, that make a sukkah is kosher. They're not in the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Why could they make the sukkah? So that's Tosef Adavik of a Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzahs. No, it's specifically by Stam. Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzahs, the Chsev, it says in the Pasuk, Shad Mechsavtam, Shadashinach, we make the drasha, that only you have Yikshir, they have Ksiva, but it's not necessarily global halacha for mitzvahs like tzitzis and that of Lulav or sukkah. Next, says Matzah begins with the words of the Gemara, at Ad Shiyabdim Lishman, that the halacha is that it's not going to be kosher the tanning of the tiln of the processing of until you do it lishma for the sake of the mitzvah. Now says that this teaching of Rav Shmuel Kamel, that's how we hold the halacha the bay ibid lishma. That yes, when you're processing the skin, the hides of the tiln, has to be done lishma. It's obvious from the Gemara later on the Nandalan base. Who does come into Rabbo? Someone came with Rabbo. Amalei sent him Sefer Torah, Shekasabdi, Sefer Torah that I wrote. Yvilin Shalai, the leather. Lo yavatim lishma. I didn't do it lishma. Masik, and then the Gemara comes out. And he tells him that Nemanat alahavas tzarka. Okay, you believe to lose your payment. But they not the Nemanat alahavas Sefer. You not believe to say that the Sefer Torah is not going to be kosher. But one thing we see is that Barak upon him that he's losing his payment because it's invalid because he didn't do lishma. Some Gisoys have the text, Bain Lachalik being Gvil and the Sefer Torah, don't differentiate between the parchment of a Sefer Torah, Shu Iker Mitzah, Lo Urshal Tzvon, Shu Meshavish Mitzah, the Urshal Tzvon, because by the Urv Tzvon, Nami Iker Shin, the Chashik Ketarget, Min Pregram Avlikin, Void Morva, the Besebet Chelis, Maisi Tanoi, the Tzipan Zava, Tavis Tzitzis, Atvi Shichi Iker Mitzah, so that's, you can't make such a chilek regarding that Ibrid of Sefer Torah from Tzvon. But you see that, yeah, not doing the Shema is going to invalidate it. But all the by Rabba Pergnig Madin did this that we have Machlik Zvain Rabba and Sanedam Chazma Beis Baz Mana. Regarding if you're preparing something, Emilsi, if it's considered something significant. So Mukha is a Plugdayu. So the Gemara says, oh, their Machlik is a Plugdayu Shimon Leo. So that's why it's a loike Moshe Pinchas, because not the way Rashi explains over there, that Abai the Amma Melsehi, that Abai who says, oh, that Hazman is significant, he's Kashimulil, but Yib Lishman, that says that, oh, yeah, because you have to do it, that even the Hazman, the preparatory part, that which is just the processing of this of the leather, has to be done Lishma, can't be. Because if that would be the case, the way Rashi says over there, then you would have a problem. The problem would be with the halacha, the lamaisa. Because you have kasha hilchas halachas, then you have a difficulty with how we pass it. Because on the one hand, the kamal karab legabe baya, we pass like rabban legabaya bar mi al kagam, except for a place that we rule like a baya. And there, so we can't rule like a baya. Yeah, we rule like Rabbi Shimon Leil. So Ella, yeah, the Mefarshim Ben Tami explains that actually the baya karabban. To the contrary, when we're saying that the machlik zabayin rabba like machlik Rabbi Shimon Leil and the rabbanan, it's the other way around. Abai is like Rabbanon, the loyboy yiblishman. That it does not have to be done for the sake of the tefillin. Because meaning the sagi b'shar, yes, Abai over there says hazman is, he says, because the sagi b'shar hazman is mesakna cloth, it's enough with the other preparations that you prepare the cloth. And you carve out the lines b'lishman, because kiven hazman milsi, because hazman is something, that's why he could rule like Rabbanon, that you don't have to do yiblishman. Whereas the Rav Kibshim Leil says, no, the Baya Ibn Lishman, you have to do the processing Lishman, and in other words, and Baloy Hazman Mu'etes, and it's not enough just a small amount of Hazman, because Hazman is Lav Nasi. So it's the other way around. So it's not difficult that we can pass in like Rav and like Kibshim Leil. Now, Bavga, the mean Batchel is Nigma Menach, the Mezim Beis, Tirav, Kirabanon, Vishmu Kibshim Leil. Now, the problem is that is if Rav is like Kirabanon, we know, Vahel Kisik Rav Bisuri, we pass in like Rav. So this says Hachilchas like Shmuel. Here the Halacha like Shmuel. Avagav the Amalei Hasam Abaya Lerav Shmuel by Yehuda. So I mean obviously, even though generally we rule like Rav, but you have to say that you know because explicitly that Rav is like Rabban. But it's not as difficult as Abaya. We know clearly it's only those six places that we rule like him. Now since I spread the Avagav the Amalei Hasam, even though over the Abaya says Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Hay Tchelis Heichad Zabasulah. How do you test out the dye? How do you dye that sits with Tchelis? And he says, "Maishlan dam chalasim." Someone we bring the blood of the chalasim snail and the herbs. But I mean, labiyeda we put it into the vat. We shall clean the port. The b'yasa we take a little bit in the egg. But taminala we test it out. But udra we shidin l'habayasa. Then we throw away that egg. We clean like udra benurin. Then we throw away that little piece of wool in the fire because we don't want it to get mixed up. Now, mash mitzvahs even tzvi lishman that you have to do the dyeing for the purposes of the mitzvah. But wait a second, how could that be? But Abaya doesn't hold that it has to be done the preparatory act lishman. So let me have to say the Abaye like Kibla. Abaye didn't accept that. You like Abaye like you believe feel like to me Lishman. Right? It does not need the tanning. It doesn't need the spinning. It doesn't need the dying Lishman. He was just telling him that, but he doesn't actually hold like that. Next, just have to begin the Gemara. Malam b'dmein ad kedei tarpoik. So although he said you're not supposed to add the value, but when you want to redeem it from the non-Jew, you could add a little bit. Now, Matan Pesach comes from the rash interpretation. Mashman sounds like the koyga masvan. This you could add on tarpoik, which is a little bit. That it's also going to Sivri Torah. So Sivri Torah, it's a little bit of a wonder because the Eich Mashav Hashas, how's the Gemara comparing Svarim? Sivri Torah should maybe become much more expensive. Lahalik de Tapok, did you add just a little bit of Tapok, which is like a little bit amount of money, as the Gemara says, compared to 12 mezuzahs, which is very much cheaper. So that would make sense. That's a little bit. So since the Kachanet would seem the Koya 12 mezuzahs, only going 12 mezuzahs. But regarding Sivri Torah, no, you would add more proportionally. Next, Tosfos Masechta begins with the words of the Gemara, which belongs earlier. The ibud lishman by ksiva by yeah. You have to process it lishman and ksiva lishman loy by and regarding you saying the writing that you wouldn't require, how can you say? Obviously, if it requires the ibud lishma, so then he would require the ksiva to be lishma. Chasey says, "Kosh is difficult because dema ksiva lishman vadi leboy. Maybe it's not true. Maybe the writing lishman you don't need it because the mistama lishman kai. Because we can presume that unspecifically it is lishma." Avastam ibud eiros, but when you generally process the leather, it's not meant for tefillin. And b'lemis tav, it's not logical. The part of me ibud le ibud, they were asking from the ibud on the ibud because they're coming from the regular gemara. It says ksiba l'shma le'bayi, mashman ksiba parach. So they're asking ksiba, and why is that difficulty? It says the wonder is that it says who said maybe ksiba you don't need to do l'shma because it's automatically l'shma, whereas the ibud was not automatic. Maybe the ibud have to have. And the place does not answer that question.